Upon all they shout, where they shout, where is your Christian faith today? I go shout. I will shout until one day the thing that is blocking your ear from hearing me will break through. And somebody will become a Christian in the name of Jesus. We are like Daniel, who was in captivity, but he knew our captivity is not forever. And one day the angel came to him and gave him that divine agenda that we have been looking at for the past weeks. He gave him 70 weeks determined upon your people to achieve 6 things. And told him when the 70 weeks will start, and we saw it when it started. And gave them a timetable, a divine timetable. When the program will reach the 69th week, which is 69, 1 week is 7 years, it's a prophetic language. That at the 69th week, that the Messiah will be cut off. And that 69th week ended when the Messiah was actually cut off. But I told you that that 69th week ended in the triumphant entry, when we saw that triumphant entry story in the Bible. It was a prophecy that was being fulfilled. But shortly after that, he was actually cut off, because he said, after that, the Messiah is cut off. After the 69th week, the Messiah is cut off. He didn't say at the 69th week, the Messiah will be cut off. He said after the 69th week, the Messiah is cut off. And then we have 1 week left, which is 7 years. And if he was cut off 2,000 years ago, then what of the last 1 week? And I try to prove to you that there is a gap between the 69th week and the 70th week. And so today we are looking at between the 69th week and the 70th week, the period, that gap. According to Daniel chapter 9, let's read it again. Just to recap, verse 24. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression, one, and to make an end of sin, two, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, three, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, four, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, five, and to anoint the most holy. We have explained all this. See the divine timetable now. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 80 and 2 weeks. 62 weeks, seven weeks plus 62 weeks, making 69 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublous time. This prophecy was given when they were in the Babylonian captivity, preparatory to their going home, back to their land. Verse 26. And after 80 and 2 weeks, shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war, desolations are determined. And this is what will happen the last week, is verse 27. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the middle of that week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abomination, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. In the middle of that 1 week is that tribulation period that the whole world does not know is coming upon them, and particularly upon Israel. But if the period, I'm going to rush this, I'm going to give you scriptures and try to read them and meditate upon them. But I pray that I'll be able to say it enough that you can catch the picture. From the 69th week, it was cut off about 2,000 years ago. And it tells us, and then we see what will happen. There are things that will happen between that 69th week and the commencement of the 70th week. Hallelujah. to the glory of God. Clarence Larkins preached this long, about 1890 something. It was hiding somewhere because he preached it at the time that it was not yet. Until this time now, God again brought what Clarence Larkins taught again to William Marion Branham. And he also made it alive again in that sermon that he preached, and he titled The 70 Weeks of Daniel. He said the much he could say in addition to what Clarence Larkins spoke. William Branham died in 1965. And the gospel still continues. And these things are being understood now better and better and better and better. And in the light of the present understanding, the light shining brighter and brighter, we can also confidently bring it out again and see reason for us to make our calling and election sure. There are things that William Branham didn't say because he didn't need to say them. God waited for a period where he would bring the light to shine even clearer. And some people believe that the Holy Ghost cannot give any more revelation after William Branham. Those are some of the sermons preached by those idolaters, idol worshippers of William Branham. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I say so because instead of you to listen to me now, anytime I say believer, watching me around the world, and listen to what I am saying, you are expecting me to come here and be quoting and quoting and quoting and quoting William Branham, say William Branham, say William Branham, say William Branham, say. Which one will I even hold on to? The 70 weeks of Daniel, William Branham made dual statements. Permit me to say this. Which one am I to hold on to? When he was asked, after he preached the message, he confirmed that the period left for the 70 weeks period allocated to Israel to be completed is 1 week, 7 years. During question and answer, another time again, Brother Abraham, did you say that Israel, the agenda now remains 1 week? I read it. He said, no. It remains half a week. It remains 3.5 years. He preached in another place. He said it remains 1 week. In another, he said it is 3.5 years. Not 7 years. Which one will I hold now? And say, Brother Abraham, say. And the same William Branham now told us, if he say anything contrary to the Bible, he said, drop my own and hold that of the Bible. Because he's a man and he can make mistake. And then, in trying to justify that 3.5 years, they now say that the ministry of Jesus Christ spanned a period of 3.5 years. Therefore, it is that first half of the last week that was remaining that it was his ministry. But my Bible tells me that the 69th week ended and then he was cut off. Therefore, it is still remaining 1 week. 7 years, according to the Bible. The first thing that happened between the 69th week and the 70th week, according to that angel, to Daniel, number one, because five things take place during that period between the 69th week and the 70th week. And remember that this is the language of the bride. You will not hear this message from any denomination. You will not see this in any book in a bookshop. So you better listen. The first thing is that the Messiah will be cut off after the 69th week. Was he cut off? Was he cut off? Yes. The second thing is that the city and the sanctuary will be destroyed. Even Jesus gave that prophecy in Luke chapter 21. from verse 20 to 24. The city is Jerusalem. The sanctuary is the temple. Jesus Christ was taken away in AD 33. In AD 70, General Titus, according to history, came from Rome and destroyed that city, Jerusalem, destroyed the sanctuary, which is the temple, packed all of them and left the land desolate. Scattered them everywhere. In the slave markets of Europe, scattered them everywhere around the world. And they remained like that until 1946. And 1948, when their independence was granted. So, did it come to pass? Answer me now. And the fourth thing that he tried to bring out, the destruction of the city and the sanctuary, will be by the people of the prince that shall come. There is a prince that is coming. The people of that prince that shall come. It is which prince? Is the Antichrist. Which prince is coming? It's in the next verse. He is coming to make a covenant with you, Israel. Which is supposed to last for the 7 years, the last 7 years that I've given to you. His people are the people that will come to destroy the city and the sanctuary. And who are those that destroyed the city and the sanctuary in AD 70 in fulfillment of that prophecy? It was the Romans, the Roman soldiers led by General Titus. Who are the people of the prince that shall come? They are the Romans. The prince that shall come is the Antichrist. Where is the Antichrist coming from? Where is he coming from? He is coming from Rome, according to the Bible. Don't look anywhere else for the Antichrist coming. And the Antichrist is a religious person. And the Antichrist is coming from Rome. And the Antichrist is the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church, according to the Bible. How do you know it's the Pope? Revelation chapter 13 says so. Here is wisdom. The Antichrist. He told us how to calculate and know. Take me before the court of law. I will bring Revelation chapter 13 and we shall calculate. That is the seat of the full manifestation. Oh, hallelujah. There is the mystery of godliness. And there is the mystery of iniquity. Hallelujah. The mystery of godliness. 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. For without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. What did he say? God was manifested in the flesh. Colossians chapter 1 verse 15 says, Jesus is the image of the invisible God. John chapter 14, he told Philip, have I been so long with you and you don't know who I am? When you see me, you see the Father. Why are you telling me I should show you the Father again? For the Father and I are one. Why? For the fullness of the Godhead dwell in Jesus, right? Bodily. Who is Jesus? Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. The greatest mystery, two mysteries that exist today, and people are just going to church and not knowing what mystery they are part of. The mystery of godliness. God stepped down from eternity to time and incubated a human being for the purpose of looking for his own, whose names are written in the book of life. The day they gave their life to Christ. The day you gave your life to Christ, your name was written. When was your name written in the book of life? From the foundation of the world. He came down like a human being, went to the cross to pay the price of redemption. Hallelujah. The mystery of godliness. Then there is the mystery of iniquity. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7. He said, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. There is a mystery of godliness, God manifesting the flesh. The mystery of iniquity is Satan, Lucifer himself, also coming to incubate a man, to possess a man. The Bible tells us concerning Jesus, for Jesus received not the Spirit by measure, because the fullness dwelt in him. The mystery of iniquity, a man also will be incubated by Satan. The fullness of Satan will be in him. Then they will see Satan now in human form. For now, Satan has not yet possessed anybody. It is his small demons that are and his generals, because he is a well-organized kingdom. The prince of Persia is a demon in charge of Persia. The prince of Greece was a demon, according to the Bible, that was in charge of Greece. That tells us there is the prince of Lagos. And there is the prince of Nigeria. And by their identification, by their fruits, we shall know which spirit is ruling everywhere. There is the prince of Europe. And there is the prince of America. The prince of America is the spirit of immorality. Immorality. The prince of Nigeria is the spirit of corruption. That is the organization of Satan. Then he has small demons that are in charge of cities, that are in charge of states, that are in charge of provinces. And wherever he is ruling, that is the setup. And you say you are the church of Jesus Christ. You have a prince at the headquarters. And you have provinces. And you have an area pastor, provincial pastor, district pastor, national pastor, international pastor. And all organized like that, all answerable to the headquarters. You know where they get that from now. The Church of Jesus Christ is not like that. We have built a body with Christ as the head. Fitly joined together, answerable to him and him alone. The mystery of iniquity doth already work. And please, let me quickly tell you, there is nothing I am saying now that is new. All of them, the Pentecostals, all of them, they know what I am saying. As they are hearing me now, inside their room, they are saying, waiting that man to talk not through. They know who the Antichrist is. The Seventh-day Adventists have been saying it since 19-something, since 18-something. They caught that revelation of who the Antichrist is. And let me quickly tell you, the Roman Catholics themselves, they know. So don't think I'm telling anybody anything new. I don't think I'm insulting anybody. At least I didn't call anybody's name now. I only said the Pope, the person's name. Thank you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The fourth thing that happened, he said the land of Palestine will be desolated. Hallelujah. Until that who caused the desolation is finally destroyed. And he's destroyed by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now the fifth thing that happens is the mystery of the salvation of the Gentiles. And this is where it concerns you and me. I have said it, that timetable was not given for Gentiles. That timetable of the 70 weeks was given to the Jews. So how do we come in this agenda? By the 69th week, hallelujah, when they rejected Jesus Christ and they crucified him on the cross on Calvary. Amen. Hallelujah. They rejected him. He came to his own. John chapter 1 says so. His own. They did not receive him. But as many as received him. If his own did not receive him, there are others that will receive him. And please, there are some people that teach that, what do you call it? As if the creation of woman was an afterthought. And so they even use the language that is not in the original creation. And therefore, it's a byproduct. If that woman that was removed from the side of Adam is not an original product, then Adam himself is not original. Something was removed from an original thing, and you said that thing is not original. All the elements that are on the original is in that product that was removed. If the creator of the heavens, if Jesus Christ is not Almighty God, then God himself is not Almighty God. Because he was taken from Jesus. Daniel chapter 2 saw him as a stone that was removed from a mountain. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He is a stone that was removed from a mountain. Is he not part of that stone? Everything that is in that mountain is in this stone. That is why you say, I and my father are one. We are not three. There's nothing like Trinity supporting that in the Bible. Three persons in one God. No, it's one God in three offices. The same God coming as a son for a purpose, coming back again as the Holy Ghost for a purpose, and coming, oh glory be to God, manifesting himself as our Father above. Read the Bible very well. Don't stop repeating it's on the school of denomination. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Nothing like that. It's hallelujah. It's God in three places, blessed unity. Unity, unity, not Trinity. For the Lord your God, he told Israel, is one Lord. And there is, don't technicalize the Godhead. Don't use mathematics in the Godhead. Don't do that. Use revelation, not mathematics. The same God of Israel is the same God we are worshiping today. Israel did not know him as Trinity. When he came to idol worshippers among the Gentiles, they tear him to accommodate their numerous gods they have. But our eyes of understanding he has opened up at last.
And sweet victory is ours. We are chained down in the past. True Jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God, who's original.
Our eyes are open. Please, in case there's any visitor here, don't use only today and run away from this church because of the way they talk. I beg. Don't be so they talk always. Don't run away. Maybe there's a Catholic person that is here today. Now the difference between the Berean Christians and the other Christians was that when they hear anything, they will go back and search. Don't be a religious person. Go back and search. Waiting this man they talk. Give me these steps again. Let me hear it again. What is he saying? And listen with your Bible. And you will discover that something has been in this Bible that your eyes have been closed to. So that you can join us and pray. Like Apostle Paul prayed, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Be made conformable unto. See, listen. Don't read Bible like you read novel. Don't read Bible through the understanding of the sermon of your pastor. Listen to the sermon of your pastor through the Bible. That's why here we always sing. You say, open my eyes that I may see.
Glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Placed in my heart the wonderful King that shall unclasp and set me free. Oh, silently now I wait for thee. Ready my trust, thy will. Open my eyes, renew my spirit, revive.
They rejected him at the 69th week. We are not byproducts. They rejected him so that another prophecy will be ignited in the Bible. There is a prophecy in Isaiah chapter 65, verse 1. Can we read it?